AircheckDownloads.com.
Sorry, that was... that was absolutely ridiculous. By the way, that was Pulp, Disco 2000 on Radio X. Toby Tarrant here, sitting in for Chris Moyles. Milesy is a bit under the weather, but hopefully be back in tomorrow. It's very lovely to be here. Hope you had a lovely weekend. So, you know, a little peek behind the radio curtain there for people who'd like to get into this crazy industry that we work in. So while the songs are playing, you're probably thinking, you know, we're carefully planning what we're going to talk about next. We got on a digression. Then we just started speaking French.
That's it.
Then Pippa asked Tom, what's hard in French?
Yeah, I thought it was four, F-O-R-T.
Yeah, but...
Which is more strong, really.
Four.
James thought I was just making a noise. Four.
Yeah.
Then it all kind of descended.
Yeah, and then the song ended, and then we had to come and do a link. Yeah. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is, hopefully Chris is back tomorrow.
That's four. In a nutshell.
What's hard in French? Four.
Yeah,
that is not, by the way. Apologies to any French listeners.
That's it.
Yeah, it's bonjour, to butcher the language like that.
Yeah.
You know, every morning when I'm on my way in to do my radio show, I check Twitter, see what people are talking about.
Mm.
And really, I'm looking for hilarious news stories.
Mm-hmm.
But all that anyone was talking about on Twitter this morning was Formula One.
Yes.
You know, those cars go vroom, vroom. You know the one.
There's been an uproar, hasn't there?
Do you know that is the right word, Pippa?
Thank you.
What's uproar in French? So, on the way in, everywhere I looked on Twitter was just Formula One. Now, I didn't watch the race because I was playing golf yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But... I sort of watched the highlights this morning.
Yeah.
Now, Dom, you probably know Formula One the best in this room.
Well, I don't watch loads of it, but... So, I was in Norfolk yesterday.
Yeah.
And we watched the first couple of laps, because I thought, I need to watch the first couple of laps, and then we can drive home.
Okay.
I can pretend I'm an F1 driver.
Yes.
in your
family car coming back from Norfolk.
Yeah. Considerable boot space. So, the first lap was huge controversy. Tobes?
Right, okay.
Max Verstappen, or if you will, Verstappen.
Oh, yeah.
He says Verstappen.
Bless you.
I prefer Verstappen. They were on the opening lap. I want to say Ben's 6. I don't know why, but I think it was. Turn 6.
I think turn sounds more scientific.
So, Max Verstappen kept his racing line, if you will.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton was on the right of him. Lewis had to go by what they call like an escape lane, so they wasn't going to crash into him. But Lewis, you could argue, got a considerable advantage by doing that because he did a shortcut.
Couple of things, first of all. Thank you so far. Everything you've done.
Yeah. No spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers.
Yeah, there'll be people who have taped it.
First of all, I think I'd feel a lot more confident in what you're telling me if you didn't put a question mark at the end of everything.
Yes. Now, I'm aware of that.
Secondly, this is my problem with, not problem with Formula One, I'm not anti-Formula One, I just don't really watch it, because whenever I try and watch it, I never understand what's happening.
Yeah.
Because every time I watch it, now, the way I understand it is they're going round the track really fast in cars.
Really quick.
And to me, it's just big go-karts, right?
Yeah.
So if you see a chance to overtake your mate, then you do.
Absolutely.
But whenever I watch Formula One, a driver will undertake or overtake another driver.
Yeah.
And then they all go, oh, he's not allowed to do that. And I'm like, what? I thought that was the whole point of the sport.
Oh, really?
So it's like, oh, he should have let him do this and he shouldn't have gone off there. I'm like,
I guess
whatever means necessary, surely it's about getting in front of the bloke in front.
Yeah, if you get in their racing line, they don't like that, do they? Because it can be quite dangerous.
It's racing.
Yeah, but unlike go-karts, they're doing 200 miles an hour.
Completely different.
So that's the first bit.
Okay.
And then there was a crash, 5 laps, from the end. No one knows who it was. I can't remember.
Person in it probably knows.
He crashed. Can't remember. And the safety car came out.
Right.
Now, this isn't a rubber car. This is a proper car with flashing lights on. It isn't a Formula One car. They just call it a safety
car. It's always just like a Citroen Picasso, isn't
it?
Yes.
Yeah. I used to have one.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, genuinely.
How was the boot space in that?
Massive.
Really?
Really, really big.
Really?
And the spare tyre went underneath, which I thought was interesting. So, so they had a crash. Well, no, they didn't have a crash. He had a crash. The driver had a crash.
Driver
was... Do this in depth in the sports.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he had a crash. He was all right, luckily. I think he's all right. Debris across the track. So the safety car with a proper car, not an F1 car, came out.
Yeah.
And then that went round for a couple of laps to allow them to sweep up the debris.
Mm.
And
morning debris.
Now, at this point... Morning debris. Debris Harry.
Big debris.
Yeah. I've not had enough sleep, genuinely. I'm really tired today.
Okay. So I forgot what I was going to say.
They're sweeping up debris.
But the interesting thing was, just before that crash with the man who crashed, Lewis Hamilton was 12 seconds ahead of Max Verstappen at that point.
Right.
But because they crashed, a safety car came out. Everyone then bunched together, so there's no advantage.
Right.
Fast forward some stuff, and then it all went down to the last lap, where it's literally Lewis Hamilton versus Max Verstappen on the last lap.
And I'd like to show off my Formula One knowledge here, but Hamilton was on older tyres.
He was. Yeah. So, yes, Max Verstappen had the advantage there with the tyres.
Mm.
And then they had a race, essentially, a one-lap sprint.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton was in the lead.
Yeah.
Then Max Verstappen overtook him.
Okay.
And then he won the race. Max Verstappen did. And okay. Mercedes not very happy at all.
No.
Not very happy.
And so, Fraser, the way I understand it is that basically the way it should have happened was the safety car should have meant that Hamilton just won.
Well, they should
Formula
have...
One were like, that would be a really boring end to the most exciting season. So, you know what, guys? Just have a race.
Yeah. I think previously the safety car would have finished the race.
Got
it. So it just would have finished in a procession.
Okay.
A bit boring for the last race of the season.
Now, if you didn't watch the Formula One, I think that. They don't need to now, do they?
No. I mean, that was forensic, probably, what I went through there.
You know, next season, that was so good that next season, they shouldn't even televise the races.
No.
They should just send you to watch them.
That's it.
And then you just report back.
Absolutely, like an audiobook.
Yeah, perfect.
Sure. Or commentary.
Anyway, glad we could clear that up.
Yeah.
And anyway, no spoilers. No spoilers. People get very particular about the Formula One.
Check the text.
How could you possibly avoid the result? It's all I've seen this morning.
Yeah.
Foles by number, Radio X. Good morning. You don't have my number. NewCheckDownloads.com.